contrary to what takes place in many modern children's stories. In fairy tales, evil is as common as virtue. In practically every fairy tale, good and evil are given form in some figures and their actions, as good and evil are always present in life, and the tendencies for both are present in every man. It is this duality which poses the moral problem and requires the struggle to solve it. Evil is not without its attractions, symbolized by the mighty giant or dragon, the power of the witch, the cunning queen in Snow White, and often it is temporarily in the ascendancy. In many fairy tales, a usurper succeeds for a time in seizing the place which rightfully belongs to the hero, as the wicked sisters do in Cinderella. It is not that the evildoer is punished at the story's end, which makes reading fairy stories an experience in moral education, although this is part of it. In fairy tales, as in life, punishment or fear of it is only a limited deterrent to crime. The conviction that crime does not pay is a much more effective deterrent, and that is why in fairy tales the bad person always loses out. It is not the fact that virtue wins out at the end, which promotes morality, but that the hero is most attractive to the child, who identifies with the hero in all his struggles. Because of this identification, the child imagines that he suffers with the hero his trials and hardships, and triumphs with him as virtue is victorious. The child makes such identifications all on his own, and the inner and outer struggles of the hero imprint morality on him. The figures in fairy tales are not ambivalent, not good and bad at the same time, as we all are in reality. But since opposites dominate the child's mind, they also dominate fairy tales. A person is either good or bad, nothing in between. One brother is stupid, the other is clever. One sister is virtuous and industrious, the others are vile and lazy. One is beautiful, the others are ugly. One parent is all good, the other evil. Opposite characters are not placed next to each other for the purpose of stressing right behavior, as would be true for cautionary tales. Presenting opposite characters permits the child to comprehend easily the difference between the two, which he could not do as readily were the figures drawn more true to life, with all the complexities that characterize real people.